Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to the next episode of the podcast. This time, I interview Pat Wetzel, who actually has a podcast of her own, Bump in the Road. Pat is also the founder of the Anti-Cancer Club and creator of Cancer Road Trip, which is a film series about healing post-cancer treatment. Both of these are near and dear to her heart, as she is a cancer survivor herself. She's also a filmmaker and author, and her book, Bump in the Road, Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience, is an Amazon bestseller. She also, and we talk about this a little bit later in the podcast, flies high-tech motorless aircraft, soaring on air currents and bubbles of energy way up high in the sky. She and I talk about flow states in a part of this episode, and I kind of wanted to give you a little bit of a definition of what those are. So a flow state is when you are engaged in an activity with the utmost concentration, like the rest of the world just disappears and you're just kind of all in with what is happening to you. So the characteristics of flow states: whatever you're doing, the activity is intrinsically rewarding, so it feels good to do it. And there are clear goals that, while challenging, you still can see that they're attainable. You have complete focus on the activity. People experience feelings of personal control over the situation and the outcome. And then you have feelings of serenity and a loss of self-consciousness. There's also this experience of timelessness, or a distorted sense of time, that involves feeling so focused on the present that you lose track of time passing. And I actually talk about an experience I had with a flow state in college that affected me so deeply and profoundly that I remember it with awe even today. I mean, I knew when I was in it that something really strange and magical was happening, and I still can't explain it. I can't explain what happened to me that day. But they have shown that flow states change the brain in really profound ways while you're in them. And so it's kind of fascinating to think that this is out there, and that with a little concentration and intention, potentially all of us can achieve flow states in our lives and, maybe make this world a better place. But enough about that. It's time for the interview. So let's get going. Episode 172 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
I did have an experience when I was 30. I'm going back in time now, actually. This was probably the start of it, but at the time, like, a lot of people have NDEs and they don't do anything about it for a decade or so. Well, I had an experience when my father died. I was about 1,000 miles away, and I woke up at 2 a.m. out of a really deep sleep. And I had this overwhelming sense of love, unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And then I went back to sleep. And I woke up the next day and I found out that was when my father had died. I grew up in a small town called Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, up on the New York State border. It's just, when I was growing up many, many centuries ago, it was just beautiful rolling countryside, just absolutely beautiful. You know, New York State was 1/2 mile down the road, so it was way up north. And it was a wonderful way to grow up. New York was a little over an hour away, so you could get into the city. But my parents traveled a great deal, so I grew up knowing Paris or London better than New York, actually. So I had an experience of both growing up in nature and with a good school system and everything. And I also had that experience of really traveling the world and realizing it was a big world out there. It's not just this little town that I'm living in.
Okay.
hashtag jealous right now because, you know, I grew up overseas, but in third world countries, which, you know, was its own spectacular revelation for me as a child. It's its own fabulous adventure. But, you know, I can't imagine as a kid being in London and Paris because A, croissants, B, English tea and clotted cream and jam and scones. Can you tell I'm a foodie? But just the gorgeousness and the exposure to other cultures and art, exquisite yeah. art, especially in Paris. I mean, that must have changed you forever.
Well, you know, it's so interesting in college. People were taking art history, and I didn't understand that. Like, haven't you seen this? But it was, no, I think that in retrospect, I didn't realize it at the time, but I think it really helped develop a very keen visual acuity on my part that I didn't realize until I was really in my 30s or so, when I was really putting my first house together. And I became extremely visual, concerned about texture, tone, everything. And I really attribute a lot of that and a lot of my preferences back to my time spent in Europe.
Did you grow up in a religious household? What did that look like for your family?
No, no religion at all. I came into a deep sense of spirituality later in my life, but it's not defined by any religion.
Okay. And how was that a surprise for you, or how did that happen?
How did that happen? It evolved over time. I think that part of my connection to spirit, if you will, is in nature. And I learned to fly high-performance sailplanes. Now, these are beautiful, beautiful aircraft. They're super aerodynamic, 15 to 20 meters of white fiberglass wing that can go hundreds of miles on a breath of air. It's an amazing sport. It's a very esoteric sport, and it kind of goes into being a racing sport. But I flew just for the sheer beauty of it. It was incredible. So I think that part of that experience of flying for me was just awe. Here I am navigating invisible sources of lift. You know, the movement in the air, the energy of the earth, and I'm flying it. It's incredible. And I think that sense of awe was really the start of what became a very deep sense of spirituality that was later, I moved into meditation while I was going through cancer, and that certainly was a game changer in my life. And I think that it is something that has just evolved over time. I did have an experience when I was 30, going back in time now, actually. This was probably the start of it, but at the time, like a lot of people have NDEs and they don't do anything about it for a decade or so. Well, I had an experience when my father died. I was about 1,000 miles away, and I woke up at 2 a.m. out of a really deep sleep. And I had this overwhelming sense of love, unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And then I went back to sleep. And I woke up the next day and I found out that was when my father had died. So I think that that was kind of buried in my psyche as I went through life and I started having my own experiences and developing really my perspective on things.
I need to thank Pat for being such a gracious guest. And I'm sure I just wanted to say again, thank you to all you listeners, because again, I'm up to 30,000 downloads and I literally could not do this podcast without you listening and without guests like Pat who are willing to come on the show and share their stories. So thank you, Pat. Thanks for being on the show. There will be a link to Pat's website as well as a link to her book on Amazon, Bump in the Road, in the episode show notes. So when you get a moment, please do take the time to check it out, see what she's all about, get a little more information on this really wonderful human. I hope you all have been loving the little bits of beauty I'm putting in the show notes. I just think they're groovy things that should be more out in the world, that everybody should know about them. And usually I'll try to tie them in with the podcast, but I hope you're enjoying it. It's been really fun searching them out for you. And do remember, ratings and reviews are where it's at. So please, wherever you listen to the podcast, please do consider giving me a rating or writing a little review. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Pat. Get in an airplane without a motor and soar in the sky. No, no, you don't have to do that. I wouldn't do that. That's just too much for me. Maybe for most people, but yes, no. Be like Pat. Try to achieve a flow state. Where in your life can you completely immerse yourself? And I have to say, a flow state for me was like joining the mind of the universe or something. I felt like I was in some other place, in some other time. And I achieved this kind of, I don't know if I want to call it supra consciousness, but it was something that was so beautiful and so timeless that I wish everybody could experience it. So where in your life can you potentially achieve a flow state? I wish everyone could have that experience. So be like Pat. Search out amazing places and spaces in your life to achieve flow, and then emerge from that flow knowing that there's magic in the world and that it's your job and everyone else's job to make this world a more beautiful and generous place.